You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson hasn't seen much in the way of good news since he took over the top job. However, MPs handed Mr. Johnson the first parliamentary victory of his premiership by signalling their support for his Brexit deal in an early legislative hurdle, allowing it to go to a second reading. But as one door opens, another one shuts.
The ayes to the right, 308. The noes to the left, 322.
MPs refused to allow the bill to go forward without further debate. Mr. Johnson rebuked Parliament for voting to delay Brexit once again, saying he will pause the government's planned Brexit legislation.
But Mr. Speaker, I must express my disappointment that the House has again voted for delay, rather than a timetable that would have guaranteed that the UK would be in a position to leave the EU on October the 31st with a deal. And we now face further uncertainty, and the EU must now make up their minds over how to answer Parliament's request for a delay.
However, the Prime Minister was pleased that the bill has been granted a second reading by the House of Commons.
Let me say in response, Mr. Speaker, how welcome it is, even joyful, that for the first time in this long saga, this House has actually accepted its responsibilities together, come together and embraced a deal.
The Leader of the Opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, applauded the House for refusing to be bounced into debating a hugely significant piece of legislation in just 2 days, and says this is an opportunity to get the deal right.
So I make this offer to him tonight. Work with us, all of us, to agree a reasonable timetable. And I suspect this House will vote to debate, scrutinise, and I hope amend the detail of this bill. That would be the sensible way forward, and that's the offer I make on behalf of the opposition tonight.
Mr. Johnson didn't reply to Mr. Corbyn's offer. Speaking before the vote, Boris Johnson's highly influential senior political adviser, Dominic Cummings, said the government was considering moving to a general election.
If Parliament votes again for delay by voting down the programme motion and the EU offers a delay until 31st of January, then we will pull the bill. There will be no further business for Parliament and we'll move to an election before Christmas, if necessary by a vote of no confidence if the fixed-term Parliament Act fails. We won't waste further months with this Parliament trying to waste 2020 on referendums on Brexit and Scotland.
The political correspondent of the Financial Times, Sebastian Payne, told the BBC the significance of the vote allowing the bill to go forward should not be underestimated. But he says there's still a long way to go before the bill can become law.
This is the first time since the UK vote to leave the EU that MPs have said, here is a Brexit resolution that I endorse. And crucially, the government won by 30 votes, which is a pretty comfortable majority when you look at how close everything else has been in terms of voting on Brexit. So it is a big win, but there's one caveat we should be aware about. There were 19 Labour MPs who backed the government's Brexit deal. Not all of those will back the Brexit deal when it comes back for its third and final reading, and that really is the critical vote.
EU Council President Donald Tusk says he will recommend a Brexit deadline extension to EU leaders. However, with it now looking impossible for the UK to exit with a deal by the deadline of October the 31st, the possibility of Britain crashing out of the EU without a deal has become more likely. Alan Lee, SBS News.